KQED.
All politics this Monday morning. We're going to begin with a lowdown on what's been happening in Sacramento, specifically a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions after the year 2020. It's a cap and trade plan. And to talk about that, we're joined by Marisa Lagos and Guy Marzorati of KQED's Politics and Government Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Guy, I want to start with you. Cap and trade. We know that this is one of the priorities of Governor Jerry Brown. Tell us very briefly what's in this bill.
Well, yeah, right now it is the top priority of Governor Jerry Brown. This is a bill that he put together with legislative leaders, definitely with input from the business community. It would extend the state's cap and trade system. That's one of the big tools California uses to cut down on greenhouse gases. And it's set for a final vote today in both the Senate and the Assembly. So he's been making his pitch last week, both privately with lawmakers and interest groups, and then publicly, as he made his pitch last week in the Senate Environmental Quality Committee.
And actually, we have that right here.
Climate change is real. It is a threat to organized human existence. Maybe not in my life. I'll be dead. What am I, 79? Do I have 5 years more? Do I have 10 years more? But most of you people, when I look out here, a lot of you people are going to be alive. So I'm not here about some cockamamie legacy that people talk about. This isn't for me. I'm going to be dead. It's for you.
This is like classic Governor Brown, I feel like. A lot of governors, you know, don't leave the first floor. They don't go up and meet lawmakers where they are. And I think that, you know, his long time in Sacramento, like he knows how to try to twist arms and really get people on board.
And actually, to me, the quote that stood out probably more than anything in that hearing last week was when he said, "I will do whatever it takes to get these bills passed." Jerry Brown wants this deal more than he wants any single provision within the deal.
Finally, in just a moment, we're going to be speaking with John Cox. He is a financier who is running for governor on the Republican side. Marisa, if you had to give him a sentence worth of wisdom to win this race, what would you tell him?
He's not the San Diegan that most Republicans wanted in this race. Yeah.
That's kind of rough, Guy. I don't know if that's advice. I would say that even running as a Republican, it's important to keep in mind what state you're in and which issues matter in this state.
And you also need a clear field. I mean, I think we saw with the Senate race, just having, you know, more than one Republican in the field is enough to make sure that two Democrats end up in the general election. We've already seen Cox. We've seen Assemblyman Travis Allen. And then we've also seen a former Assemblyman David Hadley all enter this race on the Republican side. That's three. That's probably enough to make sure that it's a Democrat on Democrat general election.
Marisa, Guy, thank you both very much.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.